Our initial instinct with the shotgun design was to use a regular real-world shotgun, but modified, with a sewn-off stock and barrel so it would seem less cumbersome when held with one hand. This approach always resulted in the handle being at the rear of the weapon, and we ran into the problem where the weapon always felt front-heavy. But obviously, the VR controller in your hand wouldn't reflect that, leading to a disconnect between what you were feeling and what you were seeing. Placing the handle more centrally and underneath the weapon helped avoid this disconnect. This implied centre of mass wasn't really maintained well as the weapon accrued upgrades throughout the game, but the first impression was the most critical. Since we were going with an odd form, we were keen to use common shotgun visual elements wherever we could to help with player recognition and to ground the design in some reality. One element we borrowed was a common shotgun tube magazine that stores shells horizontally in line with the barrel, and we were just able to fit the gameplay requirement of 6 shells without the overall length becoming unwieldy. You can see the effort we had to go for further shell capacity in the design of our autoloader upgrade. Our first reloading mechanic was based on the realistic insertion of one shell at a time. Playtesters found this to be overly tedious, although we did receive some positive comments that it made them feel like an action movie star. The simple addition of allowing the players to insert 2 shells at a time solved this issue, allowing us to keep the good part of the design whilst losing the bad. We were keen to reinforce the whole action movie star thing, and experimented with some big gesture the player could do to finalise reloading. The inclusion of a pop-up mechanism allowed us to add an additional step to the reload that further separated it from our other weapons, yet had a satisfying flick of the wrist to complete the action.